precisely, but not yet do I want to invite him to have communication.
No.
I don't think it is good as yet.
No.
It is better for him to stay as he is. Later maybe, yes, but at the moment, no.
Mm-hmm.
He will be all right. There's no need to worry about him. He is a good boy.
Rudy, the other day I was working and I felt somebody stand behind me.
Oh, it was not me. I'm not interested in work.
No, seriously, not the work, I'm not interested.
But it must have been someone else.
Yeah.
After all, you do get your visitors, even in your factory.
Mm.
You like your work, no?
Me? Well, it's a job, isn't it?
No, seriously, but do you like doing what you do?
Well,
if you have money, would you give it up?
Well, I don't really know. It's a problem. I like doing something. I don't like being idle.
I don't think you would ever be idle. I mean, if you have plenty of money, you would still find somewhere to do.
Yes.
You see, but I don't think you would stay there.
Not there.
No, I don't think it would be necessary. I am convinced, and I repeat this again for what it is worth to you, I repeat, you will not have any occasion to worry unduly about money eventually, but you still have to be patient a little longer.
Yeah.
You have sufficient.
I do not know work.
What do you do? Horse
washing up.
Well, what would you do if you were not sufficient?
Oh, I mean at work. I don't mean in the firm. I mean at work. You know.
I'm interested in machines, naturally. It's my livelihood. It was one of my things I chose.
Such as old worn-out motorbikes.
I like.
You got rid of it now.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Good. It would have been fatal. You would have been over here by now if you'd get that motorbike.
No.
You'd probably been talking to John.
Well, they are.
She would probably also be married again by now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know where we're there before. Four posts.
No, I am joking. But you know, seriously, I'm not joking about that moment.
No, I know you're not.
I know you sometimes you think, oh, my goodness me, how much better it is to have a motorbike or something to get about with. But believe me, you would have not been there on the side now. That was trouble for you. Perhaps you'll have a little car soon, huh?
Well,
every trouble is lovely.
It would be trouble, wouldn't it, though, the traffic.
If it's a new one, I wouldn't mind. It's a nice pot of that.
What would you like?
What, a car? I would have
a Fiat, or would you like a Rolls Royce?
No,
you look silly in a Rolls Royce, Rudy.
No, why should you look more silly in a Rolls Royce?
No, I wouldn't have.
Ford.
Rolls Royce.
You look silly in anything.
That's how you wish, huh? Especially when you're staying on the island in the middle of the road.
A silver cloud, you know.
You're in that now.
Yeah. Well, they're wonderful dreams.
Yes, yes. I joke much too much.
No, you don't.
I tease a little bit too much. Actually, I think very soon, all of you, though you are at the moment feeling very down,
you will not be down so much longer.
I am convinced that you will have much cause to rejoice, and the work will go on.
We're not interested in the cars or anything else. All we're interested is in the work and when it was done.
We like to feel something to be moving. That was all. I mean, it's. As a matter of fact, I've never thought that why I don't show impatience. I never thought we'd do it under 7 years. It's never been my imagination that we do it in less.
Well, I don't know. How many years is it now?
Six and a half.
Yeah, yeah. So in other words, you're giving us six.
That's how you use
it.
You're going to blow his whistle and everybody out.
Rudy's pushing you along, that's what he's doing.
No, I said 7 years. I think next July, I think he should.
Well, we shall see by the 4th of July.
We'll be independent.
Independent of what?
Certain family shows.
I wonder if you'll be all that much happier for being independent.
No. I like to feel that life will always be interesting.
Well, life always is. It'll never be anything else but interesting. If it's the frustrating, it'll always be interesting.
I like to feel I'm going to be doing something that's really worthwhile all the time. And I feel I'm doing it in that sense now.
And I think you'll be more than happy eventually. But I still must ask you to be patient and not to lose heart and not to sort of get all worked up and excited and say, oh, what is it, be good, you know.
Well, we've got tape recorders too, we're waiting for something to put on the tape.
Really, it's one thing getting away more is sort of, how can we start? Can we start work now?
What kind of work?
Well, as regards to teachings, I mean, I find it so confusing, really. In other tapes previously, you said you cannot take away the faith of a person to try to force this down his throat or anything like that. But in a way, there's so much we could be doing if we were given the opportunities. You know what I mean? As regards spending it.
I think when you have the opportunity, you usually take it, as you have done in the past. When you see an opportunity, you usually do something about it, as you have done before. I don't think that there's any point of forcing certain things on certain people. It is that one has to wait and buy it one's time until the right time is obvious. With some people, other people you can talk to freely and are interested. I think usually you are led. In fact, I know you are led. And when it is the right time to say and when it is not to say. And at the moment you can't do more than you do, not very well. I think when you are more free, as you will be, and the opportunities will be more for you, then you can go ahead. I don't think you can force these things. You've just got to be patient.
Yes, I thought as we were marking time, waiting, you see, that we could do a certain amount of groundwork in the meantime.
In what way?
That's what I want to know. I mean, I've got these dark people I'm working with, you see, and I've, in a way, I'm trying to get around those, but you have to be cautious in our things. You can't go and throw everything at them immediately because they frighten them away.
No, I don't think there's any sense in being over anxious. In any sense.
You think it's anxiety, don't you?
I think you're so anxious to make everyone think the same, you know, to give them conviction. But the point is that you cannot give conviction always until the people themselves begin to show some interest. Occasionally, if you drop some little hints, you know, you talk a little bit about things. If they show interest, then you go further. But if they don't show any interest and perhaps they show displeasure, then you have to stop. Otherwise, you make bad friends.
Yeah.
You have to use sense, you know, when to
or not.
Discretion. That is these English words are.
To go back to what you said just now, why did you ask point blank whether I was interested in what I was doing at work?
Because I think that in your heart, you don't like it very much. I think you do everything rather mechanically. I think it is just a routine. I think you do it, but don't think your heart is in it.
No, I could. I often want to do something different.
Well, perhaps soon you will have opportunity. You wait.
Yes.
Not only you, but all of you.
I say that, wait.
And buy this house. You will see what will come from it. You may even do your own printing.
Not that line. We're going to start sending things abroad now, Rudy, also some of the tapes and that type of thing we had in mind to people that are in need of spiritual teachings.
They're asking for it all of them.
See, we've had that in mind, but the thing is, it's time all the time.
I can't get these tapes written out. There's a long, you know, long correspondence of people abroad.
I suppose we have a multi-lithograph then.
No, we'll have to get Monty and Jolene on taking the tapes down. I think that'd be about best thing.
I can't do anything for spirit.
Become more united.
Anyway, I'm quite happy.
Yeah, you are.
Good. I want you to be happy, not to be discontented too much.
Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming.
I mean, that's a...
I hope your stocking will be filled with all the things you want most.
Oh, thank you.
And as for Lynn, I hope your pillowcase will not be big enough. Don't worry.
Pillowcase isn't big enough now.
All sorts of things are on the move.
Well, I'll handle most
of the results of them soon.
Yes, well,
I must go now.
I'm sorry to keep on.
It's nice to hear from them all again.
All my love and all my blessings to
yes,
you all.
All I know.
And keep up those chins.
Yes, yes. We shan't see you before Christmas, we shan't be here before.
No, all right. Happy Christmas to you. And may the new year, as I think it will, bring all the happy surprises that you are waiting for.
Well, we're sick Christmas Eve then.
We are sick Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Well, Christmas Eve, isn't it?
Mm. Well,
we should be there.
I shall be, whenever you are there, I shall be there.
That's very nice.
Goodbye. God bless you.
Goodbye and God bless you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
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 God bless you.
Happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas to you. Happy Christmas to you. Happy Christmas to you.
Well,
Happy New Year, Nick.
Happy New Year. Yeah. The money's on the way.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Money's on the way. Wish it's simple care was on the way.
Oh, you didn't ask them?
No, it's all right. If they want to tell me, they can tell me. If they don't want to, then shut the gobs.
Nice thing to say that is.